Okay, today's daf is Vachem, daf Yud Zayin, as we are in the second parak now. Yesterday we started the second parak and we discussed the first number of psulim listed in the Mishnah on Tesvav and Mabez. We discussed Zar and we discussed Onain. And today we start discussing Tful Yom. We noted, just to note again, but again we'll come back to it, even though Zar is a, usually we know as a Zar, is a non-Kohen, but as we'll see, some of the other psulim fit into the category of Zar. Where once the dust settles and all is said and done, we go back to the makoros that tell us, for example, as we'll see at the end of today's daf, a kohen that's not wearing his proper begadim, that psul at root might be called a zar, because a zar has to be a non-zar, meaning a kohen is a clothed kohen with bitei kahuna, and if he's not, he's a zar, or a circumcised kohen, a mahol, and if he's an arel, he might be a zar. Right, or a lo rochitz yadayim v'raglayim. So again, some of these other psulim might overlap with the two that we did yesterday, zar and onain, but on the surface we'll hold it now that they are each their own category. So now we are on the second line, on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Tvul Yom. We have Tvul Yom. There's a lot to talk about even before we start. It's considered that we started, but there's a lot to talk about in the category of Tful Yom, which we'll do a little bit first, and then maybe we'll talk in general about Tful Yom. Minolan, so how do we know a Tful Yom is not allowed to do the Avodah, and if he does the Avodah, he's Mechalet. So what is a Tful Yom? Tful Yom is someone who was Tamei, who went to the Mikvah, who now is waiting for Shkia. He's waiting for sunset to be able to go now and partake of Truma. A Tful Yom, after they go to the Mikvah, could already eat Maizer Sheni, which has Kedusha, but they have to wait till nightfall in order to eat Truma. This is such an important halacha, it seems, that the first Mishnah in Shas has to teach it to us. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, instead of just telling us, when do we say Kriyash Ma'a night? We say Kriyash Ma'a night when there's Tesak Ochavim. No! Mishash Akonim Nechasim Lechol Trumasan. Right? That's Tful Yom. Right? Tful Yom. Somebody went to the mikvah, who's waiting now for the time to pass. So we'll have to discuss that in terms of conceptual analysis, how exactly one understands that. But first, let's do a little bit of the Gemara. So Minalan, so how do we know that it is a Tful Yom is allowed to do the Avodah? And if Tful Yom does the Avodah, so then it is possible. D'tanya, Rabbi Sima Yomer, Remez the Tful Yom, Shema Bar Chilel, a hint to Tful Yom. If he does the avodah, b'chali avodah minayin. How do we know that? Tamalomar kadoshim yihyu. Right? The pasuk says you shall be kadosh, and then later in the pasuk it says v'lo yechalalu, and they shouldn't desecrate. Imeinu inyan l'tamei dinafig mi v'yinazru. If you don't need this for an actual tamei, someone who is fully tamei, because you know that from v'yinazru. Right? That was at the beginning of our discussion yesterday from Zor Minala. It says a beferish in the Torah. The context of Daber Alov Amanav, right? Stay away, v'yinazru. So that's tamei. So taneu inyan l'tful yom. So if you don't need it for a full tamei person, do it for a tful yom, who's someone who is semi-tamei, partially tamei, used to be tamei. We'll have to talk about that. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's talking about Tful Yom? If you look in the prior psukim, there are other isurim that are given to the Kohen at the beginning of Emar. Even though some of these isurim don't apply only to Kohanim, but we know the Gemara learns out using some of the isurim that are taught in Emar, they apply though to others as well. As we know, the isur of gashing oneself out of pain of a mace. That's an issue that applies to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, not just Kohanim, even though it's said one time in the context of Kohanim, even though it applies to others as well, and also shaving one's beard, face with a razor, that also is an issue that only applies, that doesn't only apply to Kohanim. But again, that's what the Torah says, and we expand it from what it says. Those are the psukim here in Parachaves in Parshas Emor. Let me just find the psukim. Right, it says Ishvi Azarachem Elakadashim is in the context of Baali Mumin, and it says Ashiga B'chol Sheretz Nefesh Tika B'Avtama Ad Arev Lo Yochav Elakadashim Ki Yimrachad B'Zor Mamayim Uvo Hashem Ishvi Taher Kevil Shivel Yochal Atamava, and it goes into the context of who they're allowed to marry, and again, we're not going in, but again, the prior psukim spoke about the Isurim that apply to both. But the assumption is that We first think that it's talking about Tful Yom. So okay, without looking at Pesukim, let's just do the Gemara. So Ema Taneo Inyan Lekach Karchol Lumashkes Paazakan. How do you know that this pasuk is talking about Velo Yechalu is talking about a Tful Yom? Maybe it's talking about someone who did one of these other Isurim. Kareach Karchol Mashkes Paazakan. Somebody who gashes themselves because of a mace, or and that's what's for sure Daraisa. If one gashes oneself because one is in tsaris for something else that happened, that's a machlokas rishonim. Whether that's all also included in the daraisa or not, if it's not for mace, is mace just an example? But the Gemara suggests that maybe it's one of these people who are included in the iser of the psul. Right, it's at the beginning of the parsha. I'm sorry. Right, so it's a loyikachu karcha barosham. And then it says right after that, right, so in the context here, we have other Isurim. So the Gemara is suggesting, so maybe he's talking about those Isurim in this context. The Gemara says, no. Tful Yom, Dim Avad, Bimisa, Minalan. Go back a step, says the Gemara. A Tful Yom. That if he is oved b'misa, right, as an isar misa b'dei shemayim, if it's full yom, does the avoda? How do we know that? Minalan degamar chilo chilo mitruma. We learn it from agzera shava from truma. Depas, and that's that chilul word is in this pasuk. So in this pasuk, we use a word for agzera shava to teach me that. A tful yom, the avad b'misa. So therefore, says the Gemara, the mistama, the pasuk's talking about people who are possible for meaning truma. Somebody who gashes themselves because of a mace is not possible for meaning truma. And therefore, the pasuk b'truma mechal avoda, the pasuk b'truma d'lo mechal avoda, so with arshin, only someone who's possible b'truma, that must be the context of the pasuk, he's mechalal the avoda, but lo pasuk b'truma, lo mechalal the avoda. So that's why we say this pasuk has to be talking about tful yom, somebody who's possible for meaning truma, and not somebody who just violated one of the other Isurim, Karcha and Mashkis, Paas, Zakan. There is a discussion in the Achronim that we know from here, Tful Yom, Dim Avad Bemisa, he is Chayim Misa if he does the Avoda, but the question is, how does he even get there? Just walking into the Azara when he is a Tful Yom, he's already Chayiv Karis. So how is he ever going to get to the stage of being Chayiv Misa if he's already Usur? The Rishonim ask by just going in. Ask the Raven. Kivan the Tful Yom Shenechras LaMikdash Chayev Kares Heich Shayach Shis Chayev Misa Alavodaso Hari Kvar Lefnechem Shas Knesas LaMikdash Shis Chayev Kares. So there is Pshatim given. The Raven suggests maybe he, and this we discussed this a few weeks ago by the Menorah, maybe he's using a very long kli. So he's outside the Azara, but he has a bowl, a cup with a very long handle, a kli sharis. So he didn't go in, and yet he's doing the avoda. Okay, that's always an ukimta that is suggested. But the Kesef Mishnah says, no, maybe he was chayev kares, but misa b'dei shemayim is more chamor. And therefore, even after one is chayev kares, one could still be chayev more, because there are other nafkaminas, shishka oved, chozer, umischayev misa b'dei shemayim, and there are chumres, misa b'dei shemayim, more than kares. For example, onesh kares hainu shenim agil shishim shana, v'yilam misa b'dei shemayim ein lo azman kavua, l'famim, misa no zob agil tzair, misa b'dei shemayim could be even less. Va'od, shachayev misa b'dei shemayim ole maves b'chalono, v'af behemosav, Mesos. Avo Bakaris, Ain Pogas Haparanas Elabo. Others, the Mahari Kirkus suggests here, Shefsha Shi is Chayav Alavoda Ben Mikdash, Velo Al Kinisa, Kigon Shinechlas Deragagos. If you went in not in the normal way, now we didn't come through the door, you came through the windows, through the roof, She'eno Derach Bia, Ubo Fanze Einam is Chayav Ala Knisa, as the Rambam writes. Maybe you wouldn't be chayev in that case, in Gimel Yutes, in B.S. Mikdash. V'chenim nichlas b'begdal parech b'avir, you come in a box, as we know, the floating box. Either way, there are enough kaminas, how, even if one is chayev kares on the knisa, one would still be chayev misa de shemayim, and there would be enough kaminas. That's what the Gemara says here, im avad b'misa, even though one would already have been chayev Karis. So again, that is the source for Tful Yom being Mechalel the Avoda. Tosfos here asks, what do you even need a source for Tful Yom? Right? The Pasuk himself calls him Tahar only at Shkia. So at night. So Mistama before that, he's Tameh. And if he's Tameh, he would be included in the other Psukim. Ask Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Tful Yom. Tema, typically, why don't you learn me the Chsiv Gabe Tvil Yom Ubar Shemesh V'Taher? Remember, this is quoted on the first Daf in Shas, right? The Pasuk says, when the Shkia comes, V'Taher, then he'll become Tor. Michlal Shu Tameh, Mashpeta before that he's Tameh. So if he's Tameh and a Tameh, he's Machal V'Avoda. Kid the Darish L'Kamon, like we learn later on, Mechusa Kippurim. When we talk about Mechusa Kippurim, which as we know is a Tvil Yom Plus. Mechusa Kippur means he already went to the mikvah, and even if it was Shkia, and he could eat Truma, if he is one of those individuals who's also Chayav HaKarban on day 8 of their Tahara, on the morning, the next morning, so he's Mechusa Kippurim. So he's not just a Tful Yom, because he could eat Truma, but he can't go into the Mikdash or Rikach him, because he's still Chayav to bring a Karban the next morning. Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Bitzora. The four Mechusa Kippurim, maybe, Elazar ben Yaakov writes in a Mishnah in Krisus, maybe a Ger is also called a Mechusa Kippurim. But those are the only ones. 4 or 5. So later on, the Gemara is going to darshan Mechusa Kippurim, Midach Zivitahera, Mechval Shutame. So again, the Gemara darshes that later. So he asked Osis, what do you need to pass it for? That Tful Yom is Mechal the Avoda. A Tful Yom is called Tahar only after Shkia, so Mashma before that Tameh. So Tosfos gives 2 answers. First from Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Baal Tosfos, V'tirech Reb Chaim, who says that the word V'tahar in the Pasuk is referring to the person. Right, and again, we might remember this from the first daf in Shas. Uba Hashemesh V'tahar, does that mean the person is Tahar? Because then that would mean, yes, that beforehand he was Tameh. Or does V'tahar mean on the day? If it's referring to the day, so then there's no raya that the person is called Tameh beforehand. The day has been cleansed. Degabi Tful Yom, Ikal Midrash, V'Taher, Taher Yoma, Kiddarshina Bishmaitzaka Maisa the Brachas. Like the first Sugyan Shah says, Tosfos, Aval V'Tahera, Lo Shaykh Lamidrash Hachi. V'Tahera and V'Taher are different. But V'Taher might be going on the day. So there's no raya that a Tful Yom is called Tameh before he finishes the process. Maybe he's Tahar already beforehand. That's one day in Tosfos. And then Tosfos has a second day up towards the end. V'tzorach Loma, the third medium line. D'ilav krader of simai d'hacha, d'darish Tful Yom, mivalo yechalalu. If you wouldn't have this pasuk, lo avi darshinan, mechusar kapara, mi v'taheri mechlal shi tmeya. The only reason that you darshan the Gemara later on by Mechusar Kippurim is because you've already darshaned a similar way here. You can't say, oh, you darshaned it there, so why don't you darshan it similarly here? You only darshaned it there by Mechusar Kippurim because you first darshaned it that way by Tful Yom. Michal Shitameh Avalo Tful Yom, Mivitaher, Michal Shitameh, Mishum Deh. What does Tosfos say? 2 fascinating magical words, which opens up the sugya for us. Mishum De Klisha Tumasaihu. You can't say that he is Tameh, right, like Tful Yom beforehand, because his Tumah is weaker. Mishum Deklisha Tumasayu. Again, Tosfos is discussing here, Mechlashu Tameh, Mishum Deklisha Masayu. Aval, Mikima Dashkochan Krabe Hedyel, Tful Yom, V'Avagav Deklisha Tumasayu, Sur Dashin and Shaper, Mivatir Mechusar Kapara. Meaning later on, it's only because we first darshaned it here. But Tosfos is saying, how do we even know that you could darshan it here? In the first place, you can't use the later Gemara as a model for this, because that Gemara is just based on this. This comment of Tosfos really gets us into the question that the Achronim wonder about, but really it's already based on the Rishonim. And that is, how do we look at a Tful Yom? A Tful Yom, you know, it's a whole Masechta in Shas, right, in Taros. A Tful Yom goes to the mikvah, and now Halacha changes, but not fully. He can now eat Maaser Sheni, but he cannot yet eat Truma. So what does that mean about him? What does that mean about his status? And you can have 2 extreme views. He's really Tahar. He went to the mikvah. Look, what's he waiting for? Sunset? But he doesn't have to do anything more, as we'll see soon with the Gemara. But he's done. So he's waiting for something that's out of his control. So really, he's Tahar. He still has certain chumras of a Tamei status, but he doesn't have a Tamei status. He has Nihugin that the Halacha demands of being Tamei, but he is not an Adam Tamei. Really, he is Tar. He has Dinim of an Adam Tamei upon him. Is that how we look at it? And really be Ikaron because he went to the mikvah. Or do you say no? Really, he's still Tameh. He's still Tameh. Certain halachos were relaxed because he went to the mikvah already. He can now eat Maaser Sheni. But anything with bona fide, real, super Kedusha, like Truba and Kachim, he's still Tameh Legabam. You're right. What has to happen? Nothing in his control. Right? The sun has to set. But that doesn't mean that he's not tame. So what did Tosfos say in the question? This is Tosfos' kasha and teretz. Tosfos says vitayer. So he's tame. So we need a pasuk for it. He's just included in the tame. So he's tame. What did Tosfos answer? Klisha tumasayu. Right, or there's no raya. Vitar is referring to the day, not referring to the person. Maybe in those answers, Tosfos is saying he's not really tame anymore. Right, he's tar with a couple of nihugin that he has a chiyuv to. So again, that's Reb Chaim in the Tosfos here. The tar is referring to the day, not referring to him. Meaning maybe he's tar even beforehand. But if you look in Rashi and Sota, the Rambam and Bias Mikdash, they both seem to say that he is still tame. The Rambam and Hilchos Bias Mikdash in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says here, "V'chein tamei sha'taval va'avad kodem she'arev shimsho avodasa psula." Right by its full yom. V'chayim misa v'dei shemaim shenamar v'lei chalalu mishem elokehem v'piyeshma lamdu shezu azhara litzful yom sha'avad sha'adayin tamehu. The Rambam didn't have to say that; could have just said ischayif. The Rambam adds in sha'adayin tamehu shenamar ubo hashemesh v'taher michlal sha'adayin lo tahor. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says, a Tful Yom is still Tameh, Aval. The Rambam adds, Mechusar Kippurim, She'avad, Avapisha Avodasso Psula, V'chilal Harizepater. There he doesn't say. Uminayin She'avodasso Psula, and then how do you know the Avoda is possible for Mechusar Kippurim? Even though he is pater, the Rambam says, "Imagine others of psula shenemar v'chiper alei akoin v'tahera michlal shadayin lo nigmara taharasa." Wow, the Rambam the first lies v'taher. You see, he's tummy beforehand. Here, v'tahera, the tara didn't finish. Right, a mechusik kipurim is tahar. He just didn't finish his tara process. It's full yom is tameh. Right, then he still hasn't changed. V'hu adin l'chol mechusar kipurim. That is what the Rambam says here. Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad, and Halacha Hey in B.S. Mikdash. If you look in Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, I have a copy of this sefer. I don't have the original. Has a whole sefer Maisa Nisim. Maisa Nisim are questions that Rabbi Daniel Habavli, one of the Rishonim, asked to Rabbi Avram ben Arambam about his father's svarim, mostly about, came out all about minyan mitzvos, about why does he count this as two, why does he count this as one, why does he count as the minyan mitzvos. So here in Oz Gimel, he discusses why the Rambam counts separate isurim for tful yom and tameh. You know, isn't it the same idea? A tful yom is still tameh. So yeah, the Gemara has limudim, but let's say to use a phrase from the Gemara elsewhere, ahadre li isura kama. Once you know that a tful yom is pasul machal yavoda, isn't that because he's a tamei and the pasuk is just being megale that he is still tamei? So he asked Daniel Abavli to Reb Avram ben Arambam. So why does your father count it as two separate mitzvos? Why are there two separate mitzvos counted here as lo sase ayin hey and lo sase ayin vav? Right, the Rambam counts lo sase ayin hey. I'll read it because we need the sefer mitzvos for later anyway. The Rambam in lo sase ayin hey says, quotes, Shehizir Kohen Tame Me Avod, Fu Amr Yisal al Kohanim, Vi Nazru Mi Kachi, Vi Yisov Aloy Chalu Hashem Kachi, and Mitzvah Ayin Vav, Shehizir Kohen Tful Yom Me Avod, Afapi Shetoher Atri Yarev Shimsho. Medayik in that. He already said in Mishnah Torah that he's Tame. So he might just saying that he went to the Mikvah. Tar might just mean go to the Mikvah. Avi Shetoher Atri Yarev Shimsho, Fu Amr Bakohanim, Aloy Chalu Shem Elohim, the over alav zeh chayim misa bidei shamayim. And if somebody violates their chayim misa bidei shamayim, right, same as a tamei. Ratzal omar tful yom sheshimesh. Vezeh lo ba bo hakasuv mevuar batorah avu pirish hamakubal. Doesn't say this beferish, that's omar tful yom, but this is the pirish hamakubal that we trust. And then he talks about mitzvah ayin zayin, hizir kol tamei mihi kanis b'chol mikdash shedom alo. Right, and that's how you get to. How do you get into the avoda if there's ready an isser when you go in? But either way, ask Rabbi Daniel Abavli, so why does your father count to? So in his answer, he says, va'amnam, mashik sheishal daito hatzodekes. Well, you ask on my father's correct opinion. Asher mana tful yom mechusik kipurim zulas tame. Both of them. You count tful yom tame. V'chashavta ki hema anafim mituma. Right, you thought they were just branches of tuma. V'zeo tos nigle. Right, that's a mistake, says the Rav and the Rambam. Ki atuma nistalekes bitfila. You went to the mikvah, that removes the tumah. You're finished. Kasher amar yisbarach tamid v'rachatz b'mayim v'toher. A mikvah always makes you tar. V'im nomar aleihem bistam masha yoresh shehem tameim. And it says about them what it says about tameim, right? Toher. Eina kavana ach ki choser lahem atara hashlema asher yashlimam be'eze inyonim. The tara is not complete. He says this even for tulyom, even though we said maybe you can be mechalik between tulyom and chuzik yiburim. It says for both. V'lo titepi hishtatvus hashem. Don't be confused by the common word that's used, that he's still tamei regarding certain things. No. Asher hiter rabim v'chein shlemim, v'asher navochu behem rabim v'atsumim harugehem. He's very passionate about his father Shita. But he says, no, they're already tar. So they're tar, but they're still chayim yisad shemayim, if you do the avoda. So the more you say that there's tara, so there's a chiddush in both ways. The more you say how tar they are now, but they still have certain halachas of tumah, so that's pretty chiddush, pretty mechudat, because that's saying those extra halachas of tumah still carry with them a misa b'dei shamayim. The more you say they're still tamei, so it's less of a chiddush, it's just a chiddush to say that they're not tahar after they go to the mikvah, and the shkia is going to make them tar. Either way, this is the yisod, the issue in trying to figure out the status of a tful yom and trying to figure out the status of mechusa kippurim. It's even more of a chiddush by mechusa kippurim. So there, it's only about bringing a karban. Usually karban doesn't prevent tahara. Usually karban is just a chovas karban. And to say this still, as we know, by mechusa kippurim, there's still psula. So there's, not like the Rambam says, it's psula, there's no chiyah misa v'shamayim. But it makes sense to say something switched after Tul Yom before Mechuzah Kippurim. To say something switches, it's three stages in the Tara process. That's interesting. Again, it's not exactly the same type of question, but just thinking about it now, there's a sugya in Hilchas Nida about Yala Laragla. Chagiga around Chav Gimel, Chav Dalid. It's also in Meseches Nida about a Nida. Nida goes to the mikvah, and then she counts Shiva or Zava on a Daraisa level. Count Shiva Nikiyim, and then she goes to the mikvah, she does a Hefzik Tara, and then she counts 7 days, then she goes to the mikvah. So what does the Hefzik Tara do? The Hefzik Tara changes her status. Changes her status, but she didn't go to the mikvah yet. But she does a Hefzik Tara. Start the Tara process. And the Gemara even discusses, what happens if there is a Bo'el Nida, Rahman al-Islam, besides Chiv Kares, let's say it's Shogeg. So he becomes Tameh. Bo'el Nida is Tameh. So how Tameh is he? So there's even a Havamina in the Gemara that he's Tameh whatever's left of the Shiva Nikiyim. Right? If there's only 3 days left, so he's Tameh for another 3 days. So does that mean like every day it's like the Tumah goes down, down, down. But things happen by itself. Also there. The time waiting. What about Tumas Mace? Is there any difference between somebody who's Tamei Mace and he has to wait 7 days to become Tahar? Right, we know Paraduma has to be sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. If nothing changed between day 3 and day 7, so why day 3 and day 7? It sounds like the Tumah gets a little weaker every day, and as you go further in the process, that's when the Tara of the Paraduma could kick in. So there are other parallels of Tumah receding and getting minimized by itself. That we have that parallel. There is other examples of that. But the question is, would it apply here where the Torah itself gives separate statuses? That's what's different. It's more of a chiddush to say by Tamei Mason, by Zava, there, the person's called Tamei Mason until the end. The person's called the Zava until the end. Here, the Torah itself has separate statuses. Tamei, Tful Yom, Mechusa Kippurim. So there's differences in Halacha. That might tip us off. Just Al Derech Drush. We can't mention Tul Yom without mentioning Al Derech Drush, right? One might ask, he doesn't ask this, but one might ask, why does that have to be the first halacha in all of Shas about relating it to Kriya Shema? That's such a significant halacha to relate to. And number two asks the question we might ask, and this is what we asked already, is, he went to the mikvah, what does he have to wait for anymore? Why should he have to wait till the end of the day for something to kick in? He did everything he's supposed to do. So, says the Eglei Tal at the end of the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, the Sacha Shaver, because once something happened today, the whole day is affected. Right? You can't deny that earlier today you were Tamei. Even if today you've done everything and now you're just waiting, the effects of the Tumah, even on a metaphysical level, are felt, and that's why you have to wait, because you were tamei today. And he says that's the same idea by kriyishma. Why is kriyishma only twice a day, not three times a day? Right, we have the Amidah three times a day. Why is Kriya Shema only twice a day? Kriya Shema is such an unbelievable event in our lives. It affects us the rest of the day. We say Kriya Shema in the morning, that's supposed to stay with us until the night. And then we say Kriya Shema at night, even though, yes, they're both the same halachic day. But in terms of the effect on a person, when we go to sleep, we lose it. That's why we have to say it again in the morning. And that's why the Roshim stays, right? He says if it stays by Tuma, Kal Vachomer, right? Mida Tova, Meruba, Mida Peranus. So it surely stays during the day. That's what he writes in the Akdama of the Egle Tal. Me'achesh haya tameh, ba'oso yom, nishar bo Roshim Tuma kol hayom. Uba'arev shemesh, sheba yom acher, shelo haya bo Tuma, nistalik amharishima. Uba'asher hu betuma, kein hulu umaso b'kdusha. Maybe Kriya Shema is like Kachim. So the night is, follows the day. That's what the Eglei Tal quotes from his father. Because his father wanted him to keep it av in the beginning of his sefer. Risi l'kayim ben yechaber av. Looked up a psicha sifri. Davar mashamati mikvod Adoni Avi. Adoneinu Morenu Rabenu Zatzal Vechul. Okay, let's continue. So that's all Tful Yom. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rabba, Lomali Dekaz Rechmana Tful Tamei Tful Yom Mechuzik Yipurim. That question is even loaded, right? Again, you can read those questions as just like, okay, technical diyukim questions, or as Mori Barabi or Rosenzweig always said, whenever there's a question about psukim, there's always something deeper, right? The Gemara says, what need a pasuk by all three? That means, at least in the Hava, I mean, they're all connected. Like the Gemara asked at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, what do you need a separate pasuk for by Gezel, Ribbis, and Onah? They're all the same. Amazing. And the Gemara answers, they all have a uniqueness. But the fact that the Gemara asked that question means there's an affinity, there's a connection between them. So here too, of course there's a connection between them. Yeah, they're all in the world of Tumah, like Rabbi Daniel Abavli asked. But the question is, Lamaskana, what's once the dust settles, so that we say, oh, they're different? Or they're really similar, we just needed Psukim to teach me that they're all included. Okay, so Tzrichi. We need all of them. Rashi points out the question is not really on Tameh, but it's really on the other two. If you only had the pasuk by Tameh, shekein metameh. Maybe a Tameh is mechal the avoda because he is so chamur, he passes on his status to others. Shekein metameh. He can make others Tameh. Right, Rashi points out matame acherim, latame acherim, bitful yom, and that's why I wouldn't have learned the other two. Bitful yom, mechusi kibram lo asiminei. Right, tful yom. And if you only had tful yom, mechusik yipurim would not be learned from it. Shekein posel betruma. Because, as we know, a tful yom, right, while he's still a tful yom, he cannot eat truma yet. Right, and therefore a mechusik yipurim can eat truma. Right, so then that's why we wouldn't learn mechusik yipurim from tful yom. Mechusik yipurim, if you only had mechusik yipurim, tful yom lo asiminei. Tful yom would have been learned out from it, shekein mechusir ma'isa. Because at least by mechusik yipurim, maybe that's chamor, because you still have to do something. You have to bring a carbon. So I would have thought maybe tful yom, where you don't have to do anything, maybe that's less. The Gemara is going to ask a kal vachomer in a few lines from now. What are you talking about? Tful yom is an earlier stage than Mechusik Kippurim. How could you ever have imagined that Mechusik Kippurim could be more chamor? Yes, it's Tful Yom plus because you have a Maisa, but, you know, to say that it is more chamor and you wouldn't have included it is a Chiddush. So it's interesting, the Gemara does not ask the Kal Vachomer here. The Mefarshim wonder why the Gemara only asks it on a later stage. As if to say that maybe there is a way to think about it. Yeah, it's Mechusir Maisa and it is more chamor in a sense, even though Tful Yom was an earlier stage. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says, at this stage, that Tful Yom would not have been learned from Mechusik Yipurim. Mechad elo asi, teisi chad amitarti. Okay, you can't learn one from one. How about two? Maybe write two of them, and you would have been able to learn the third. So, behelo lichtov rachmana, which one should the Torah not have written? Lo lichtov Mechusik Yipurim, don't write Mechusik Yipurim, v'teisi mehanach, and leave the other two, mal hadashkei poslam b'truma. No, the other two, Tamei and Tful Yom, cannot eat truma. So maybe that's why you wouldn't have learned Mechuzik Yipurim. Elolo lichtov rachmana b'tful yom v'teisa mihanach, livat tful yom, t'may parach. Ma'al harash kein mechusarim maisa. What? You would have thought that, oh, but the Tamei and Mechusa Kippurim have a connection that they both require a person to do something. They're Mechusa or Maisa. Well, Tful Yom doesn't. So maybe you could have learned Tful Yom from them. So Gemara says, no. Sof, Klisha Latumasa. No. But still, Mechusa Kippurim is less Tamei than Tful Yom is, as Tosas quoted this line earlier. So there's no way that you would say Mechusa Kippurim is a problem while Tful Yom is not a problem. So therefore, you can't just leave out Tful Yom, and therefore you couldn't have learned one from any of the other, from any of the other two. So the Gemara says, Gemara says that you could have learned Tful Yom, you could have learned Tful Yom by just writing the other two. So therefore, why is it that you had to write it? So the Gemara says, Ksavar, maybe not. Maybe it's not so obvious that just learning Mechusar Kippurim, then I would have said basically a Kal V'chomer and a Kol Shekein to Tful Yom, because Kasavar, it could be, and Rabbah, who says that you need all of them, holds Mechusar Kippurim de Zav, Kizav Dami. A Mechusar Kippurim of Zav is Kizav. What exactly does that mean? That's a discussion here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is clear. Tosfos is clear, but if you look at the Tosfos later on Daf Lamed Beis, you put the two Tosfos in together as a contrast to Rashi, then we really see what the difference is. What does this mean? And we're about to see that maybe it's really a machlokas tanoim. Mechusar Kippurim of Zav is Kizav Dami. And this relates to the sugya that we just mentioned, up above, that what happens to a Tful Yom after he, goes to the mikveh before Shkia? What happens to a Mechusar Kippurim after he went to the mikveh, after he waited till the next morning, before he brings his carbon? Legabe the halachos that still apply to them. Is it as if nothing happened or not? Let's say Mechusar Kippurim, Rashi says, here, two nafkaminas. Rashi says, regarding, let's say, Mechusar Kippurim eating a carbon, says Rashi, he still chayv karis. If you hold, Mechusar Kippurim dezav kizav dami. What's the issue of Mechusar Kippurim dezav kizav dami? Do we say, regarding the halachos that still apply to him, it's as if nothing happened yet? That's the shita of Mechusar Kippurim dezav kizav dami. If you're Mechusar Kippurim of a zav, it's as if you're still a zav until you bring your karban, regarding the halachos that it applies to. If you say lav kizav dami, no. You're no longer a zav anymore. You have halachas of tumah, but you're no longer a zav. Rashi says that's a nafkamina. If you say lav kazav dami, you're not chayav karis. That's a huge nafkamina. Or Rashi also says, are you still metame others? Right? That's also, are you still a zav or not? Only a zav. Remember, we've spoken about this, right? There's a pasuk in Chumash, right? A zav is considered an avatoma. Even a mishkav azav, the zav could create an avatoma. Usually tumah goes down. Av to Rishon to Sheni to Shlishi. But we know there are certain exceptions to the rule. A Mishkav and a Merkav Azov is an exception. It goes across. It's also an Av Hatoma. So Rashi says, Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav. Let's read the Rashi, important Rashi. Hu Adin LeMitzora. It also applies to a Mitzora, meaning any of the Mechusar Kippurim. Zav, Zav, Yoledes Mitzora. El Achad Minayon Nakat. Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami. Le'inyin Kachim Shlo Hutar Etzlo. Kachim that he cannot eat. Havile Ki'ilu Lo Taval. It's as if he didn't go to the mikveh yet. V'imachlo chayev karis. Wow. Oh, lo nagabahu tama'an limnos. Im nagabahu tama'an limnos man rishon v'sheni. L'kachlo kol shatume is l'kashim klau. Right, regarding the halachas that still apply. So they are, they're chayev karis still and tuma. But what's the chiddush? But if you don't say that, if you say, mechusar Kippurim dezav lav kizav dami, so then you wouldn't be chayev karis. Tosfos finds that difficult. Tosfos says there are many sources that say that you're chayev karis still for eating karbanos v'chulu beforehand. So it's hard to say all those are only according to one man d'amar. It's hard to say that. So Tosfos says implicitly. Tosfos says in this Tosfos towards the end. He quotes again Reb Chaim. The Baal Tosfos Reb Chaim is big in Kachim, it seems, in Zvachim. So Reb Chaim quotes here, no, really, according to both Shitos, even if you say Mechusar Kippurim Kizav Lav Kizav Dami, you're still Chayav Karis. Still Chayav Karis if you eat a carbon. What's the Nafgamina? What's the difference? The question is, similar to what we said, but are you still considered a Zav, or are you in this more anonymous Tumah category? You're not a Zav anymore. But you're in an anonymous tumah category, which would still make you chayv karis. But you're in an anonymous tumah category. L'may nafkamina, tumah hutra b'tzibur. We know, let's say you're Tomei on Erev Pesach, and most of the Zebra is Tomei, then you get to eat to bring the Karban Pesach even B'tumah. That only applies to certain Tumas. It does not apply to Tumah Zav. Tumah Sheyotza Alav Migufo, then you don't get to eat the Karban Pesach. So that's the Nafkamina. If you are Mechuser Kippurim on Erev Yom Kip, on Erev Pesach, so Mechuser Kippurim Kizav, if you say Kizav Dami, then you cannot eat the Karban Pesach, because you still consider Tumah Zav. If not, then you're just general Tumah, which could be matired by Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, and therefore you would be able to partake of the Karban Pesach. So again, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this, whether there's still going to be Kares, if he is a Mechuser Kippur. Okay, so that's what we suggest, and that's why you need, and if you say that, what's the whole purpose of the Gemara bringing this in? So if you say Mechuser Kippurim Kizav Kizav Dami, so that's a case of Mechuser Kippurim that could be more Chamor than a Tful Yom, and that's why you wouldn't be able to learn Tful Yom from Mechuser Kippurim. That's why you have to have three psukim. You have to have limudim about Tamei and Tful Yom and Mechuser Kippur. Good. O Mechuser Kippur and the Zav Kizav Dami Tanoihi. Maybe this issue is a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, the Braisa says, in a Tosefta in Meseches Parah. Paraduma. Here we go. So we know a Paraduma is burned on Har HaZeisim. It's burned on Har HaZeisim. It's not brought into the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens if we have someone who is not a perfect Kohen burn? Is that an Avoda? So Srafa Onain. What if an Onain burns the Paraduma? Or Mechuser Kippurim? Or Mechuser Kippurim burns the Paraduma? Kshera, the Tanakama holds kosher. Right? Why? Rashi quotes, because it's Kachi Bedek HaBayis. It's Kachi Bedek HaBayis, not Kachi HaMizbeach. The Tosfos again, and other Rishonim say, why should that be the reason? Other Rishonim quote other reasons why it's allowed. Yosef HaBavli Omer, Onen Kshera, Mechuser Kippurim Sula. So Machlokes, right, for our purposes, why Mechuser Kippurim, right, Machlokes Tanoim, whether Mechuser Kippurim could burn the Paraduma. My La Bakim Evliki, what's the Machlokes about? So here the Machlokes is about whether Mechuser Kippurim is still called whatever he was. Mar Savar, Mechuser Kippurim is of Kizav Dami, and therefore he's still Pasul. Right, Amar Savar, Lav Kizav Dami. He's not like a Zav. But rather, Rashi, Lav Kizav Dami, Vahavi Le Kitful Yom, the Kaimon de Kashi Bepara. He goes down something. He's Lav Kizav Dami, he's like a Tful Yom. A Tful Yom, we know, special din for his Daf in Yuma, right, that Tful Yom is Mutter, right, Machlok et Stukim and Prushim, right, that the Dafka used to use a Tful Yom in order to show the Stukim that they were wrong. So anyway, maybe this is the Machlokes. This is a machlokes. Tanoim, the Gemara says low. To kol yama kazav dami, maybe really everybody agrees, like the more chamor shita. But Mechuser Kippurim v'zav is like a zav. And according to Rashi, that's where you're going to get karis. Okay, according to Tosfos, you're still called tamei zav. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi, but really, this is the machlokes, whether a Mechuser Kippurim is allowed to do, or doesn't pasul doing, the sreifa of a paraduma. D'chziv, v'hiza hatohar. It says, the tahar shall sprinkle. That word is totally extra, Rashi points out. You don't even need that word. It's all miyutar. So, v'hiza tahar, michlal shehu tamei. Right? Michlal, that he is tamei b'miksas. Right? V'hiza tahar, so it must not be referring to tahar, because we already know tahar from beforehand. So, maybe he's referring to somebody who is miksas tahar. And that sells me a tful yom. Limit al tful yom, shekasher bepara. Right, so we know from that pasuk that a tful yom is kasher in the avoda of para aduma. So when the pasuk says this though, how much is it referring to? Look at Rashi for a second. Vehacha. Gabi para bahai kraka miflagi. Vehiza tar ala tamei. The tar sprinkles on the tamei. Tar kol tehu mashma. Any little tar. A tar person, even though he's not perfectly tar, even a tful yom. Takra yaseru, dechsiv le'almideh v'lokach ezov v'tavamayim ish tahar. We already know we're talking about a tahar. So it says v'hiza ala tamei. It could have just said that. It says tahar, so it must be any tahar, a mixas tahar person. So how much is that including? So mar savar, and this is the machlokes about sreifas Mechuser Kippurim. Mar savar tuma tekala tarakula. Even tamei of someone, tarakula, even a zav is included in this, and therefore even a zav, you go down a notch, and it would be okay. Well, Mar Savar, Tuma Dahach Parsha. No, we're only talking about Tuma of this Parsha, meaning Tamei Meis. God is a Tamei Meis. A Tful Yom of Tamei Meis. You're on the last day. Hilkach, Onenu Tful Yom, De Tamei Sheretz, De Kili, to Onenu Tful Yom of a Sheretz, which is more Mekel than Tamei Meis. So also, Bakal V'chomer, Mi Tful Yom De Meis. So that's included And that type of tfuyom could be sorif the paraduma. Ava machutz kipurim dezav de chamir shekein toma yotzal migufo lo. So the question is, it's a specific machlokas about a drasha here in this case. The big discussion is a lot of it is the shitas Rambam. The Rambam paskins machutz kipurim dezav lav kizav dami. Lav kizav dami, and therefore you're not chay of karis, meaning like Rashi, not like Tosfos. The Rambam says in Bias Mikdash in Gimel Tes. The Rambam says here nichnas mitzora laharabayis lokashmonim avom tamei meis o tful yom shenichnas lezos nashim o machusik yipurim shenichnas lezos Yisrael avabichin aloke magnus o makas mardus. The Rambam says that Mechuser Kippurim Shenichlas L'machane is not going to get kari. The Ravid argues here. The Ravid says you get karis. Maybe the Machlokas Rambam Ravid is about the Machlokas Rambam and Rambam Ravid, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. But the Rambam then has a chilik, and this is discussed by the Achronim. The Rambam said there's a chilik between a Mechuser Kippurim going into the Beis Hamikdash and a Mechuser Kippurim eating kadshim. If a Mechuser Kippurim eats kadshim, the Rambam says you're chayav malchus. But Mechuser Kippurim going into the Mikdash, like we just read, then it's not even a Darais, it's Makas Mardus. What's the difference? If Mechuser Kippurim, you're not Chayef Karis, but why is there a difference whether you violated Nisa Darais or not? The Rambam says, eating Kachim, Chayef Malkus. Nichas the Mikdash, that is Pater Daraisa. Says the Reb Chaim, that's by Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav. The Griz quotes Reb Chaim, and he also quotes it here in his the Grizala on Zvachim, but he quotes it in Hilchas Para Aduma. The Rambam is Mechalik, regarding Mechuser Kippurim between what he calls Kodesh and Mikdash. Mechuser Kippurim is Mitar, the person. But there are two types of Isurim. Eating Karbanos when you're not supposed to, and going into the Mikdash. Eating Karbanos when you're not supposed to is about a problem with the person. Going into the Mikdash has something to do with bringing Tumah into the Mikdash. Just like you can't bring anything Tameh, you can't bring yourself when you're Tameh into the Mikdash. So, says the Brisker Rav, regarding bringing something Tameh into the Mikdash, regarding that halacha, Mechuser Kippurim is not Tameh. You're not bringing an item, right, that is Tameh into the Mikdash, that's why it's not going to be in a Siddharaisa. Regarding Hava'a le Mikdash, regarding eating a karban when you're Tameh, that has to do with a status. And you have not completely made your status Tahar. And that's why regarding Achilas Mikda, Achilas Karban, that's why you're still going to be violating Nisa Daraisa. So says the, I'll read it now. V'kazav, didin Achilas Kodesh Tali Bipsula de Gufa, ki de chazina de shayach bazeh hadin de arel ketame. Arel is like a tame, it has to do with a psula guf. And here he still has a psula guf on him. That has not been removed. Masha Einkein, Isura de Bias Mikdash Tali Bituma Mamish, de Iker Isura hu Masha Machnis Tuma le Mikdash, Velomishum de Hagavra Pasul Bias Mikdash, Mechuser Kippurim, Nehid Rachmana Shavye Ketame, Linyan Psula de Gufa, Avomikomakom, Linyan Tuma Mamish Eno de Ketame. You're not Mamish Tame. And to be Vchaif, to be Machnis le Mikdash, you have to have something that's Mamish Tame. And he's not Mamish Tame. But regarding psula guf, his guf is still pasul, and therefore he's still going to be violated. This is the Raisa regarding that. So that's an important comment of Reb Chaim. The Brisker Rav quotes it in both in the Griz al Rambam and in the Griz right here, the chilik of the Rambam. Okay, mechuser begadim. Who thought we could spend so much time on mechuser kippurim and tful yom? But hafochba v'hafochba has been bagbag taught us. Mechuser begadim. So next, psul in the Mishnah. If a Kohen does the avoda without proper begadim, pashtus, this includes both a Kohen hedyot not wearing his 4 begadim and a Kohen gadol not wearing his 8 begadim. So that all is also machal the avoda. Min Allah, and how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yevoh, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, umat Rabbi Shimon, do Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, da Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, v'chagarto osam avneit, aharon uvarav, v'chavashto lohem migbaos, you put on the belt, you put on the mikbas, the hat. Vaisalam kahuna l'chukas olam. And when you get their clothes on, so then they will have kahuna l'chukas olam. And the Gemara has an unbelievable line. This is a graphic phrase. Many halachas do not have such illustration in them. Bizman she bigdeyem aleihem kahunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeyem aleihem. Ein kahunasam aleihem. When the literally when the kohanim have their begadim on, they are kohanim. when they don't have their begadim on, they are not kohanim. That's what the Gemara says. And the Medrash in Tetzaveh adds one more phrase, Vein kedushasam aleihem, which might go in the opposite, which might like undermine, you know, this line. Ein kedushasam aleihem means like they're not kohanim. Ein kedushasam aleihem means they are kohanim, but maybe they're not full kedusha. Right? But again, each of those phrases. And this relates to that's one makar. You know what? Let's continue reading and then get to the other makar for a second. It says the Gemara, mehacha nafka. Do we really learn the psul of mechusar begadim from this pasuk? No. You learn it from a different pasuk. Mehasam nafka. The Tanya the Brisa says, minayin l'shtuya yayin shim avad chilel. How do I know that if somebody, a kohen, drunk wine, again, not totally drunk, even just drunk some wine. How do you know that if he does the avodis b'chali avod the tamalomar yan v'sheich alotei al teisht v'gomer ula havdil ben hakodesh uvein achol? So you see the remes of don't drink wine and be separate between kodesh an avodah that's mekudesh and chol an avodah that's mechula. Mechusar begadim shlo rachos yan v'glayim minayim. How do I know that even a mechusar begadim or unwashed hands and feet minayim tamalomar chuka chuka l'zeir shava? Right, you learn that from chuka chuka, gzeirah shava, from shtuya yayin. So you learn that from there. So the Gemara says, so what do you need two psukim for the psul of mechusar begadim? So the Gemara is going to go into teaching us, you know, what exactly is the, why do you need two? Okay, we might as well read it. Imi hasam hava mina hanimili avoda dezar chayav ala misa. Only certain avodas are included. Aval avoda she'ein zar chayav ala misa, emalo, kamash molan. Only certain avodas is a nizar chayav misa for, right? As avodah tama, we'll talk more about that b'shem tomorrow. But if not, if avodah the nizar is not chayav ala misa, maybe not kamash v'lan. Good. So when the dust settles, though, there are two psukim that are potentially brought for the source of mechusar begadim of a kohen. Is there a difference between those two sources? Is there a difference in emphasis? Especially looking at the first one, the drasha bizman shebigdam alem kunasam alem. So all the achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvendar Eisen Klal Yutes, and others say, what's the root issue here? Kohanim not wearing their begadim. Or big day kahuna. Go back a step. Machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether you count it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Aseh Lam and Gimel has a separate Mitzvahs Aseh of big day kahuna. Mitzvahs Aseh Lam and Gimel. The Ramban says, why are you quoting this separately? Do you quote every detail of the avoda separately? You put on your clothes and do the avoda. Just like chatos is one mitzvah and ol is one mitzvah. Part of chatos is wearing the begadim for the avoda. So the Rambam mitzvah say lam and gimel counts separate mitzvahs on station. It's tavol hakonim lavosh begadim yuchadim lechavod lesefaris va'oz yavdu b'mikdash. And the Ramban gets very upset. What are you counting this as a separate mitzvah for? It's just dina midini avoda. What's the Ruach Machlokas, as many Achronim say, and what does Rabbi Yosef Engel say? Are the Big Day Kahuna a din, as we would say it in Lamdis? Is it a din in the Kohen, or a din in the Avoda? Is it that the Avoda requires Big Day Kahuna, or is it that the Kohen requires Big Day Kahuna? And without the Begadim, it's not an Avoda, or without the Begadim, he's not a Kohen. That might be the two sources quoted here. The first source is clearly on the Kohanim. The second source is clearly about the avoda, right? It might be limited to avoda shezor chayev misa aleha, but that itself gufa might be the root of the issue of the two sources, and that could be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Again, we'll start with the more tomorrow, talking about big dekahuna. Just one more, just to throw. Well, lamai nafkamina. What about if you have somebody who's not a kohen who's doing the avoda? What about Moshe Rabbeinu b'shivasim amiluim? The Gemara in Tainus asks. You know, what is an Avodah Zarah? That's what we had it last. It's in Tainus and Avodah Zarah. What Begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he did the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Did he wear the Big Day Kahuna or not? What's that Machlokas about? Right, maybe he's doing the Avodah, but he's not a Kohen. So maybe if a Kohanim doesn't need the Begadim, because he's not a Kohen. But if it's in the Avoda, he would have to wear the Begadim. What about a Bama? What about an Isha? Right? All different discussions. Again, a lot. Could you be Mechalik between Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot? We'll start with that tomorrow. Again, Bikte Kahuna is an amazing, great topic. Again, just like Tful Yom and Chutzah Kippurim, they're all great topics. But again, Zvachim, we should know, is a lot of meat, a lot of colorful topics. Right, meet in other ways too. And Vashem, we should just appreciate all of these dafim that we get to go through.